The Daily News Article Audio. Today in Health, FDA limits toxic lead in some baby foods. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, set maximum levels for lead in baby foods like jarred fruits and vegetables, yogurts and dry cereal, part of an effort to cut young kids' exposure to the toxic metal that causes developmental and neurological problems. The agency issued final guidance that it estimated could reduce lead exposure from processed baby foods by about 20% to 30%. The limits are voluntary, not mandatory, for food manufacturers, but they allow the FDA to take enforcement action if foods exceed the levels. It's part of the FDA's ongoing effort to reduce dietary exposure to contaminants, including lead, in foods to as low as possible over time, while maintaining access to nutritious foods, the agency said in a statement. Consumer advocates, who have long sought limits on lead in children's foods, welcomed the guidance first proposed 2 years ago, but said it didn't go far enough. FDA's actions today are a step forward and will help protect children, said Thomas Galligan, a scientist with the Center for Science in the Public Interest. However, the agency took too long to act and ignored important public input that could have strengthened these standards. The new limits on lead for children younger than 2 don't cover grain-based snacks like puffs and teething biscuits, which some research has shown contain higher levels of lead. And they don't limit other metals such as cadmium that have been detected in baby foods. Brian Ronholm, director of food policy for Consumer Reports, called the limits virtually meaningless because they're based more on industry feasibility and not on what would best protect public health. A spokesperson for baby food maker Gerber said the company's products meet the limits. There's no safe level of lead exposure for children, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The metal causes well-documented health effects, including brain and nervous system damage and slowed growth and development. However, lead occurs naturally in some foods and comes from pollutants in air, water, and soil, which can make it impossible to eliminate entirely. Thank you for listening. This audio material is brought to you by Rare Job Incorporated.